We're hiking on the Fowler Trail in El Dorado Canyon State Park, and we're looking at the Red Garden Wall, a spectacular rock formation here in the canyon. About the beginning of April, white-throated swifts come up from Central America and they zoom over these cliff faces. But the prime attraction are the prairie falcons. They nest on the cliff faces, actually laying their eggs right on the rock. There are only a few favored sites here in the Flatirons where prairie falcons can nest. You have to have a flat ledge where they can lay their eggs and they won't roll off, but it can't be too depressed or the young will drown when it rains in the spring. And it needs to be south-facing as well. And because of that, we have maybe a half dozen good sites here in the Flatirons for prairie falcons, and we protect them by closing those sites to recreational activity, and also volunteers monitor those nests throughout the summer. Partially because of that program, prairie falcons seem to be doing pretty well here in Boulder County. Last year, 5 pairs here along the Flatirons fledged more than 20 young. You sometimes can see them flying over the Flatirons in June and early July after the young come off the nest, and the families are flying together as the adults are teaching the young how to hunt.
Peregrine falcons nest on cliff faces just about a mile south of here. The comeback of peregrine falcons is a thrilling success story because they faced extinction in the 1950s when DDT was widely used. The pesticide caused a thinning of eggshells. Then Rachel Carson wrote Silent Spring, and after a bitter fight, DDT was banned in 1972. It was almost too late, as there were very few peregrines left in the wild. Peregrine falcons returned to nest in the Flatirons in 1991 after an absence of over 30 years. Now we have a chance to see these elegant raptors fly overhead or go into a high-speed stoop after a rabbit or other prey. These stoops can reach 200 miles per hour and among the fastest bird dives recorded. A few years ago, my husband and I were hiking up to Royal Arch when a rock climber stopped us and told us about the nesting falcons and the closures of certain areas. He was obviously happy the falcons were there, and he was spreading the word about the need to protect them. Because of people like this rock climber and the reintroduction programs, the future looks bright for the 4 to 6 pairs that now nest in Boulder County.